Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
So there was a story on TV the other day, and you may have read this in the Tribune as well. In part, the Chicago Tribune said, for more than 60 dogs rescued from a dog meat farm, their arrival at a suburban Chicago animal hospital this week marked the end of a long journey. A 12-hour flight from Seoul to Toronto, a 10-hour road trip aboard an 18-wheeler. They ended up in the Chicago area at the Animal Care Center in Elmhurst. They talk about the roughly 200 dogs rescued last week by Humane Society International from a South Korean dog meat farm and puppy mill as part of the organization's campaign to end the dog and cat meat trade. I did not know there was one. The dogs, everything from dachshunds and chihuahuas to large mixed breeds and border collies, arrived in suburban Chicago Tuesday and were taken by shelters and rescue groups in six Midwestern states, including Illinois. With matted fur shrouding his brown eyes, a poodle named Keith was greeted with a warm welcome by volunteers. You know, you can have whatever opinions you want about this story and this effort, but when you see those dogs, you think that's just so wrong for those dogs to be treated that way. While Humane Society International shuttered 14 dog meat farms and rescued about 1,700 dogs since 2015, an estimated 2.5 million dogs are slaughtered each year in South Korea. Again, I didn't know that. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about this, what happened and how they do it. Vice President of the Companion Animals and Endangerment Program at the Humane Society International. So what's this program? What do you all do?
Well, in respect to the Korean Dog Campaign, we've been in Korea now for about 4 years. As you mentioned, we've now shut down 14 dog meat farms. Korea is a unique country in Asia, not in that it eats dog. There are a number of Asian countries that still consume dogs and cats. However, in Korea, it's unique because it is the only country that solely raises dogs on these dog meat, intensive dog meat farms for the purpose of their meat. And with that, you have a lot of horrific conditions these animals live in. We've now visited countless of these dog meat farms throughout the country, and there are thousands, and they are located throughout the country. And in the thousands that we have visited, they're all the same conditions. There's just dogs in barren metal cages. They're exposed to the elements, whether it be, you know, scorching hot or it be bitter cold as it is right now in South Korea. They get very little food. They get no veterinary care. So if they get injured or ill, they either get over it or they die in their cage. It's a really miserable existence until one day they're plucked from that cage and they're brought to the slaughterhouse to be killed. So it's a really sad existence for any animal, never mind no dogs.
Who eats them?
Well, we've learned that that it's really mainly the older population in South Korea that consume dogs. The younger generation wants nothing to do with it. They not only don't consume dogs, they don't agree with the consumption of dogs. And what has really happened in South Korea in the last really 20 years is there's been a pet boom, and more and more people now have dogs as companions. And so they're seeing dogs in a different light and don't believe in the fact that the dogs should, you know, any longer be used for the purpose of meat. There's also a very strong misconception that has, you know, been built over generations in South Korea that somehow there's a difference between what is a meat dog and a pet dog. And so that distinction in the eyes of the South Korean, you know, traditional sort of culture has allowed this industry to continue. When in fact, what we've been able to show in our campaign is all of these dogs are just dogs in a terrible situation. And a dog is a dog. It doesn't matter if it's raised on these farms for the purpose of meat. They're all just dogs. There's no difference between them, whether they be pet or raised for meat.
What is the cost to get a dog from South Korea to Elmhurst, Illinois?
Well, it certainly isn't inexpensive. We do spend a lot on this campaign, and that is certainly the most expensive component of it. Unfortunately, these dogs are not, because of that strong misconception and you know, intern a stigma that's associated with these dogs that come from the dog meat farms, even if they're the small breeds that, in fact, you find in South Korean homes. There isn't a strong adoption culture that exists in South Korea right now, so there's no options for them to be rehomed in South Korea. We do hope that changes in time and through our campaign and awareness, but for now, they come overseas. They go to U.S., Canada. We've sent them to the U.K. and the Netherlands as well. The latest farm, we've sent all the dogs to Canada and the U.S., and it is expensive. It's hundreds of thousands of dollars for us to send this many dogs to their ultimate destination to be rehomed.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars to send a couple of hundred dogs from South Korea to Illinois. If the dogs were better treated, say if they had the kind of humane treatment that we'd like cows to receive in the United States, and we seem to be comfortable eating cows, would that change your operation at all? Is it that they're dogs, or is it that it's inhumane?
No, it's a good question. We really do focus on the cruelty aspect of it. I mean, the entire industry is a bit under the radar of the government. There's a lot of components to it that are already illegal under the existing laws in South Korea and a number of the Asian countries where this exists. The hygiene alone on these farms are horrendous. And are in of themselves a health hazard for, you know, no doubt. And because this happens under the radar, there is no real oversight of it. But what we learned is that even if there was oversight of it and the dogs were treated more humanely and there was more attention given to how they were raised and what conditions they were raised under, it wouldn't be conducive it wouldn't be cost effective for the farmers. These farmers are mainly unskilled workers or, you know, laborers, and they don't have the money to upgrade the farms
That doesn't seem to be an option, does it?
It's not really an option for them. It's also a dying industry, both society and in many cases their families. All of the farmers we've worked with, it's been their families who've been pushing them to get out of it. They see it as a dying industry, and they're looking for an opportunity to get out. So it's happening within South Korea, and it's South Koreans themselves that are pushing to expedite the end of this trade.
I don't know what kind of memory a dog has, but can you imagine what that dog must be thinking if it does, how bad their existence was, and how good it must feel to be in a living room in Elmhurst, Illinois, or somewhere in Iowa?
Right.
How many of the dogs have been
excited about that part of it.
How many of the dogs have been adopted? We got a couple of hundred here in the Chicago area. Have they all been spoken for?
Not at this point. In fact, there are still some dogs coming off the farm currently because of weather-related flights. We had to hold some back and push them to later flights. But that happens, you know, no matter what. I mean, we're at the mercy of the getting them over here. But the dogs that have been brought over, many have already been adopted straight from the moment they've arrived at these various different shelter partners. And so, many of the dogs, as you mentioned, are smaller breeds. There are dachshunds, there's chihuahuas, there's corgis, and a variety of others. Even among the more typical breeds you find on these farms, which are the Jindos and the Tosa mixes, which are the massive mixes. I mean, all of these dogs are incredibly sweet. We expect that all 200 will find homes very, very quickly.
What's the website for your organization?
It's hsi.org, and we have lots of information on there, and would love for people to come and visit and learn more about our overall campaign, because this, we're really doing this as a model for the South Korean government to hopefully adopt and move towards a phase out to ban of the dog meat trade. That's our ultimate goal.
HSI, as in Humane Society International.org. Kelly, good luck
Correct,
to you all.
Yes.
I appreciate your time. We'll be in touch, but congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time.